This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. I'm Mark A. Megan's here, and we've got Greg on the line for Blown Off. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're great. How are you?
Hunky dory, yeah.
Well, I'm all right. I just need your help. I got a girl that I met, and she won't call me back. I'm being blown off a little bit. Why don't you see why she won't call me back?
All right. Well, what's the girl's name?
Well, her name's Virginia, and I met her at the drive-thru that I was going through. I was working on the side with my boys, and we went off to lunch, and I saw this girl at the window.
At the drive-thru window?
The drive-thru window, and I'm telling y'all, she was looking hot.
Okay.
I mean, looking real good in her outfit and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her polyester apron.
No, she was looking good, and I was flirting with her, and I thought she was so cute. I went back every single day for the entire week. I was there almost 5 days a week, and
I can't be healthy.
Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't. I tried to slowly let her know that I was feeling it and I was into it, all that kind of stuff. And,
got it.
You know, I think she was feeling me back because she split me like an ice cream sundae at one point.
Oh.
So, I mean, it was going real smooth. And then eventually, on the last day, I told her at the drive-thru, I was like, I'm not leaving this drive-thru unless you go out with me. And, you know, she was blushing and she had to pretend like she was busy and I was there for 5 minutes and people started honking. So eventually she came running to the window. She said she would go out with me.
Because you blocked up traffic at the drive-thru.
Yeah, absolutely. We went out. And
well, there you go.
Y'all should have seen her out dancing. I mean,
amazing. I wish I would have. All right.
So we had a great time, and I don't understand. She won't call me back. We even went back to the drive-thru, and she wasn't working the same shift that she normally was. I asked her manager if I could talk to her, and she said that she wasn't even there.
Huh.
That's really weird.
And you've tried calling her?
Yep, tried calling her, tried texting her, tried doing all that stuff. Nothing. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I can tell you're distraught. We're going to go ahead and call her now and find out what's going on. Okay, Greg?
All right. I appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah, you listen on the line. Don't say a word. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Virginia?
Yeah.
Hi, Virginia. I'd like a double cheeseburger, a side of onion rings, and a hot fudge sundae, please.
What? Who is this?
Oh, I heard that you work at the drive-thru.
All right, yeah, so?
I was just placing my order.
Who is this?
Virginia, my name is Mark K. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAP.
Oh my gosh, hi!
Oh my God, why are you calling me?
Why not?
We want to talk to you on the radio for a few minutes. Do you have time?
Yeah, I got time. Why not?
Okay, good.
Yeah. Listen, we wanted to ask you a question about this guy named Greg, who you also met at the drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And you guys went out on a date.
Yeah, I guess. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, well, did something happen? Because he called us and said, you don't seem interested anymore.
Because he's an animal killer. And, he purposely killed an animal on our date. Like, that is... Who does that?
Like he's a hunter?
Wait, what? Really?
No, he actually purposely ran over a badger or a hedgehog or whatever. I couldn't, it was like dark.
All right, I'm sorry. I got to jump. It was an accident and it was a possum, all right? I told you that was an accident, Virginia.
Are you on the phone now?
Yeah.
Is this Greg?
I'm on the phone. I've been listening.
Yes, Greg's been on the phone the whole time, Virginia.
Okay. Sorry, Virginia.
Well, then he knows what
he
did.
Can y'all back me up
on
this? A possum ran out into the middle of the road. What am I supposed to do?
Okay, all right. Virginia, what exactly happened? When did this go down?
I was taking me home, and everything had seemed to go okay during the day, but when we're driving back to my house, he, doesn't swerve. He doesn't slow down. He sees an animal. He sees the animal, and he just runs it over.
Greg, did you run over an animal on your way home?
Yes, I did. But how many times have y'all been driving on the road, and something comes running out of nowhere? You have a split second to make a decision. Either I swerve and drive into a tree, and both of us are gone now, or the possum gets.
I mean, you could try to brake a little bit or try to swerve out of the way. You don't have to, swerve completely off the road.
He didn't even honk his horn. He did nothing. He did nothing. He did nothing.
And if I honked my horn, what would it have done, really?
But Virginia, did he like try to speed up? Like it seemed to you like he was trying to go out of his way to hit it?
I honestly think he was trying to hit it. I honestly think like he like eyes like, you know, and he was driving like a maniac.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
I was on cruise control. What am I supposed to do? Take truck off cruise control?
Yes.
Keep it going.
Yes, that is what you're supposed to do.
Like he didn't slow down. Nothing.
Okay. Are you sure you hit the possum though?
Yeah, I definitely ran over that. It was like, I mean, a boom. You know what I mean? The same tires.
Oh my God.
I cried, and he like, whatever. He seemed like he was happy about it, and it was like brutal. And it's heartless, and it's, like, gross. I almost threw up.
Yeah, why didn't... I mean, you don't, like, have any concern for, like, an animal on the road whatsoever, Greg? You didn't, like, try to...
If there was something that I... You can pay me as a villain here, but if there was something that I could have done...
Yeah.
I would have avoided it.
It wasn't, like, in a crosswalk or anything, was it?
No. Absolutely not. No, oh, yeah. That thing was just coming out. It was, you know, did not... I had the right of way in the situation.
Yeah, you had the right of way, clearly. And, Virginia, you said you cried and you almost threw up?
I almost threw up, yeah. I mean, it was like, you know, just like, you know that poor animal just, you know, laying there dead, and it's right by my house. It was, like, right close to my house.
Did he try to console you, like, when you were upset about it, or he just, like, kind of laughed it off?
He kind of acted like he was proud of himself. That's
oh, my
all.
God, ew. That's gross.
I was proud for running the truck off the road. That's the main thing about it.
You were proud for saving her life, right? Right, Greg?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in retrospect, you should be thankful.
Yeah, plus I think you get 10 points for a possum.
Oh, my God. You guys know.
Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. We'll be right back.